Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida from Bayanabata. Today's episode is about self-acceptance. Self-acceptance doesn't mean that you think you're perfect or better than others. It doesn't mean that you believe you don't have any faults or weaknesses. Self-acceptance means that you understand you're human, just like other people, and that, of course, you have strengths and weaknesses. It means you accept your failures and successes in the past and future. It means you're prepared to grow continuously. Why do so many of us talk about our own faults? If we have the power to think we are responsible for bad things, we also have the power to stop this kind of thinking. Steps to self-acceptance. Find your own value system. Make a list of what you believe in and what you don't believe in. Write down your most important values. Why do you want to live according to those values? Your value system may have some of your childhood lessons, but you may also decide not to believe in some lessons related to your family of origin. Your value system should only have what is right for you. Stop being angry about mistakes and failures. Stop being angry at yourself. It is not possible to know about everything. It is important to learn from our mistakes, but it is never helpful to punish ourselves for past mistakes. Accept imperfection. No one is perfect, and no one can be perfect. Ask yourself, why do I have to be perfect? I don't expect others to be. Learn to accept yourself. Your strengths, weaknesses, mistakes and all. Now tell me, what do you already love about yourself? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!